Acceptance. Form has been expressing imbalance because it expresses essence. And the essence of spirit and will have not been balancing in the heart. Denial of the spirit has caused many people to let judgments and programming in their minds override them. Denial of the will has reinforced this, not only because the contributions of the will cannot then participate in the mind's decisions, but also because the spirit cannot be fully present if the will is denied. Magnetic energy draws spiritual energy into manifestation and holds it there. But when the will is denied, the spirit is equally denied of its full presence in manifestation. The will must open the space to receive the spirit. And to do this, the will must feel from the spirit unconditional, loving acceptance that allows the will to freely vibrate. The essence of the will wants to receive the loving light of spirit, and the will must be allowed to express anything it needs to express in the process of manifesting unconditional acceptance of the spirit. The spirit and the will must accept each other unconditionally, and to do this yourself, you need to start where you are. Accept all of your feelings and let them open your mind to accept more of your spiritual presence. If you have intent to find balance, do not let your mind continue to tell your will how it should be feeling. The will and the mind need to communicate in such a way that the imbalance can end. Agreement means that nothing is overpowering anything else. Being able to accept everything involved in the process of coming into agreements without overpowering or denying anything is the practice of right use of will. Many spirits thought that they should experience and accept everything in creation by becoming involved with it, although these spirits did not accept themselves first. The self must unconditionally want to experience something before it is really the right experience for self. Instead, these spirits overrode parts of themselves and pressured themselves to have these experiences. Any time acceptance is forced on a part of the self that does not have it, that part of self either has to deny itself in favor of the experience or resist the experience. Oftentimes, this resistant part of the self cannot stay totally present and may even have to break off from the rest if it cannot handle the overpowering. As this overriding of the self took place, these spirits found themselves involved in things they could not handle. They were losing parts of themselves in these experiences, and other parts were leaving them. As this proceeded, confusion grew, and everything began to become more and more mixed up, so that it became more and more difficult to know if they were attracted to something or not. This practice of overriding parts of the self came from lack of experience, confusion between self and other, and the nature of acceptance. The self must not diminish itself in favor of external experiences, because a look at this path can show you that it leads to extinction. Having acceptance for the whole self will allow you to evolve into readiness for experiences or a willingness to see that they are not for you at this time. In the very beginning, the will pressured itself to accept light that did not feel loving to it by fearing that it was itself the problem by not being able to be loving or accepting enough to make a place for everything. If judgment is released about the initial response of the will, space can be opened for change. Will and body are the parts of spirit that enable spirit to manifest on earth. Believing that the spirit had nothing to learn because it already knows everything, most spirits judged against their will and body instead of accepting them as their own manifested parts and realizing that they have their own way to learn in manifested experience. The spirit cannot successfully pressure the will to get ahead of itself because the spirit thinks it should already be there. These misunderstandings greatly increase the pain and confusion in the will. Acceptance allows the alignment necessary to have success in this learning experience. Ending the denial of the will includes accepting the pain the will has had to hold. The question of how much pain your will is likely to have to surface and process with your spirit depends on how much it has been having to hold because it was not allowed earlier release. Resistance to this indicates a need to release feelings of dislike, blame, and even hatred toward the will, often received by the will as feelings of self-hatred. An understanding needed here is that when there is a gap between feeling something and accepting those feelings, the energy generated in that gap is denial in some form. This has greatly diminished the manifestation of loving spiritual presence on earth. The will has to have acceptance from the spirit for whatever it needs to surface and express, so that the will can express its held charge and become able to reach spontaneity if the spirit really helps. You may ask for my presence to be there with you every time you feel yourself releasing old charge, and especially if something seems to be too much for you. Spiritual healing and amazing grace are two of the ways people have explained how something that seemed insurmountable can suddenly be healed. Events in your life, or what some call karma, bring your patterns forward into experience so that you can see them, and mental recognition is not enough. When you hold parts of yourself apart and do not give them free expression and participation in the rest of your being, those places do not receive the benefits of this recognition. The understandings must reach all levels of your being. Experience is meant to teach so that people can evolve, but most people have been repeating patterns because they have not gained the needed understandings. The repetition that karma allegedly brings has been because the understanding of everything involved has not yet been reached the experiences come to try to bring another opportunity for you to find the understandings needed for you to evolve. Everything, including happiness, can evolve to greater heights. However, intent to evolve must be present and allowed to manifest. Most people who have been saying that they have acceptance for their karma say this while not really looking at their karma. They are going through the motions of accepting whatever happens to them, as though resigned to it, but have not been learning much from their experiences. Karma is not a payment of debts to others, so much as it is a manifestation of the person's held belief systems, judgments, and limitations. Acceptance needs to be felt more fully, without the assumption that, because it is being allowed, this means there is acceptance and surrender. If your true feelings do not want to accept or surrender, do not let it happen. The image most people have been holding of surrender to God, my will, or anything else it might be called, is not an accurate understanding. The image that joy can be found this way, if you just surrender more, is not accurate either. Holding an image of what you think is the correct spiritual attitude, rather than seeing what is really happening, holds true understanding away. The real truth for you is going to come from true self-acceptance and nowhere else. As you increase acceptance of your full self, you can gain more conscious ability to determine your reality. As it stands now, most people are being run by old karma or subconscious beliefs. When people try to make themselves accept something when their wills did not like it, is just what happened when some spirits became trapped on earth in forms they did not like. Most people blamed their wills. The feeling of being trapped, blamed, and judged really opened the door to panic. This panic was overwhelming, and since it was not a pleasant feeling, the spirits did not want to feel it. Instead of feeling and expressing them at the time, the spirits largely suppressed their emotion here without realizing that not allowing free movement of their emotions was most of what was trapping them. These feelings need to be accepted now. Earth people have been trying to accept reality as it is, but if they were to really feel their feelings, they would have to say that they do not like it much. The pain of the will around this needs acceptance, and not more judgments, dismissal, rejection, or denial. Panic, deep fear, and even terror are held undercurrent in most people and can be felt if the depth of the true feelings is felt. In most people, these feelings have been hidden in shame, guilt, and judgment because at the core of it has been the fear that being entrapped in this way had displeased my loving light. If you are starting to feel any of these feelings now, stop reading and let your feelings be felt. Express and release everything that you can, and open to any further waves of these feelings also. These old feelings are the feelings of being trapped with no way out. When you have released the judgments and given expression to the feelings that you are trapped with no way out, you will have made an opening to find one. Holding buried feelings of being powerless to help yourself impedes your ability to help yourself. Besides the intrinsic needs of the self, there is good reason to give these feelings acceptance, expression, and release. The situation on Earth has been worsening because so many have been holding feelings that they cannot do anything about it, and even that what is happening is deserved as punishment, is really confusing the lesson with punishment. As long as you believe you must accept something, whether you like it or not, you are overriding your will. If you are doing this to yourself, you are opening the door for others to do it to you. And perhaps more obscured from your view, also doing this to others. Overriding has been happening for a long time and has been heavily powered by many misunderstandings and denials. These misunderstandings and denials have been imprisoning the very emotional response that could change things for the better. The situation on Earth is very perilous and needs immediate attention because it is actually to the point where people holding panic and terror, denied and not being given release, or as though against a wall, or worse. The ones who have been denying these feelings are the ones who can help the situation by finding these suppressed and lost feelings within themselves, giving them expression, and bringing them within the light of love. Hating these feelings and continuing to push them away instead of allowing their movement as direct emotional expression, is going to precipitate more and more disastrous scenarios until events make it so that these feelings can no longer be held away from you, because they must break out of their entrapment somehow. Panic, fear, terror, anger, and rage have the power to change these pictures if they are giving loving acceptance and allow direct expression as sounds and judgment release. Remember to ask for my love and light to come into these places that have been held outside of love. You may have taken on a guilt that says, since this is your own fault, you must accept punishment and fix it all by yourself. These feelings also need movement. The feelings can become divinely attuned. The will is attuned to the destiny path and is willing to undergo whatever is necessary to speed its recovery and seek fulfillment of its destiny path, but it needs loving acceptance to do this. If you are a spirit of loving essence, you are a spirit who can help the situation on Earth in this way. If you connect to these feelings and feel overwhelmed and out of control, even if you feel and express panic, fear, terror, anger, and rage all at once, it is still better than any other option you have.